Granny's, Abner. I believe that's our ring.
I know, Islam. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, Downstore. This is Lum and Abner.
Now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, the bad news that Mr. Chancellor was forsaking his proposed book about Lum and Abner became the good news that he had decided to change their story into a Broadway play. And to cement the deal, he gave them a check for $10,000 for all rights to the story. Lum is now able to pursue his romance to the utmost. And as we look in on the old fellows today, we find them emerging from the bank at the county seat. Listen.
Well, that takes care of our banking. Now, let's head up the street for the jewelry store.
Yeah, well, now, wait a minute, Lum. I don't understand just what happened in the bank there yet. We went in there, Mr. Chancellor's check for $10,000, and all we come out with just $950.
Well, didn't you follow what went on?
I don't believe I did.
Well, the money we got ain't got nothing to do with the check.
Huh.
See, they wouldn't cash that big a check without sending it to Mr. Chancellor's hometown bank in Philadelphia for collection first, or something like that.
Well, why wouldn't they cash it? Them other checks Mr. Chancellor give us was good.
Yeah, but them was just little dinky ones.
Yeah, well, now, where did the $950 come from then?
Well, that was just a business deal. Hurry up, I want to get to the jewelry store and buy that diamond ring.
Well, I thought Squire Skimp was going to get that for you.
Well, as long as we're here and I've got the money, I might as well get it myself. And after I get that, I'm going over to the courthouse and get a marriage license.
You there?
Yes, sir. I've been waiting all my life to do this, and at last, I've got the money to do it with.
Well, I've still left to know how you got that money. You didn't do nothing unhonest, did you, Lum?
No, of course not. What do you mean?
Well, what'd you do then?
Well, now, Abner, now don't go flying off a handlebar. This is just temporary. Quick as Mr. Chancellor's check's cashed, we can pay off this little old mortgage.
Well, mortgage? Wait a minute, Lum, did you mortgage the store again?
Well, you do. You signed the mortgage papers just now yourself.
Is that what I signed?
Why, sure. Don't blame me if you don't get something over before you sign it.
Well, you done everything so fast in there, I never knowed what was going on, Lum.
Well, that was it, and you done a good thing, too, because now we can buy that engagement ring at last.
I don't see where I come in on this deal.
Well, you've got a half interest in a diamond ring.
Huh?
Leastways, till we pay off the mortgage on the store you have.
Oh. Well, if you give that to Miss Emmeline, well, then, are me and you both engaged to her then?
Oh, of course not. No, sir.
Well, I don't see where this deal's helping me any, Lum. All I'm doing is taking chances on losing everything I own.
Well, that shows you're a big businessman.
Huh?
A body's got to take chances to ever make a big success in business. Nothing ventured, nothing gained. That's an old Eddard saying of mine.
Yeah, but I don't see no chance in this for me.
Well, ain't signing a mortgage on everything you own taking a chance?
Well, sure it is, but...
And don't you believe a feller's got to take a chance before he makes anything?
Yeah, I know he says, Lum.
Well, that's the reason I say you got a good deal, and I want to compliment you.
Oh, yeah.
I admire a man that's got the courage to back his own judgment. A plunger.
Well, I don't feel right you saying all them nice things about me, Lum, for I done it accidental. I never even knowed what them papers was that I signed.
Well, that's all the more reason why I want to compliment you. Taking a chance like that and never even knowing it.
Well, thank you, Lum, but I still don't.
Wait a minute. Here's the jewelry store.
Is this the jewelry store right
in
here?
See the jewelry's in there?
Oh, doggies, look at that.
Well, you don't have to stick your nose right up against the glass to see the jewelry's in there.
Doggie, that glass feels cold again, a feller's nose.
Now, look at the glass there. You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
Oh, I probably don't. Now,
come on, let's go in and buy our ring.
Yeah, all right. I still can't figure this thing out, though. I know that.
Just stop worrying about it. Yeah, how do you do, sir? My name's Lum Edwards. I want to buy a...
Sorry, partner. I ain't the man. That's him back at the counter.
I'll be with you in a minute, gentlemen. Now, for the last time, I'm not interested in doing business with you.
Okay.
All right. Now, what is it for you, sir?
My name's Lum Edwards, and I want to buy an engagement ring.
I see. What'd you have in mind?
He just told you an engagement ring.
Well, yes, I know, but I mean, what price range?
I don't want a range. I want a ring. I don't care what the price is. What I want's the biggest dad blamed diamond you got in this store.
Yes, sir.
I see. Well, now, let me show you what we have. See, I told you I wasn't interested in doing business with you.
Okay, okay.
Now then, here's a few rings. This in here, a good stone.
No, it ain't big enough.
Well, it's not the biggest I have. You might get into something like the sweetheart set, the
sweetheart
matched, set. Yeah, the matched engagement ring and wedding ring. That'll run you a little more money. $87.50.
Hmm. Ain't you got nothing bigger than that?
Oh, not in stock. I can order you a nice solitaire.
No, had my heart set on a diamond.
Well, that is a diamond. I'll show you what we have in the catalog.
How long will it take you to order one?
Well, the way things are now, couldn't promise it to you in less than 3 weeks.
I hate to wait that long.
Here's what we have in the catalog. There's the biggest one right there. If you're actually interested in that, it's $1,500.
$1,500? How big is it?
Well, that's the actual size pictured there.
Is that all the bigger it is?
Law me, funny, you ought to get a diamond big as a basketball.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I believe I'll think this over first.
Yeah, all right. Say, I told you once to leave.
Okay, okay, I'm leaving.
Yeah, I believe I'll sort of study this over. Got a couple of other places I want to look. If I don't find nothing big enough there, I might be back.
Yeah, all right, fine.
Yeah, much obliged to you. Come on, Abner, let's go.
Yeah, sure.
Blame it all, anyway. Had my heart set on buying that ring today. I can't wait no 3 weeks. Must be short of materials if it takes that long to make them.
Yeah, well, where's them other places you's going to look, Long? Ain't but this one jeweler's to one town.
I know. I never had no other place to go. I just said that for an excuse not to buy nothing there.
Long me, $1,500. That outcaps anything I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't have minded the price so much if I could have got something for my money. Fact is, I was aiming to go $700 or $800 if I seen one big enough.
You was? $700 for just one little ring?
Well, here's the way I look at it, Abner. A feller don't get married every day. And...
No, ought not to.
Besides that, there's nothing too good for Miss Emmeline.
Hey, partner.
Huh?
Do you mind if I sort of walk along with you? I have something that might interest you.
Oh, you're the fellow we seen in the jewelry store there, ain't you?
That's right. I understand you're in the market for a diamond.
Well, yeah, I am, sorter.
Well, you'll never find what you want in those little jewelry stores. In the first place, they charge you too much.
I'll eat a man that remark.
Now, I've got just the stone you're looking for, and I'll guarantee that you get your money's worth. I've got no overhead, you see, no fancy store to keep up. Here, partner, just take a look at that.
Oh, granny.
Let me see.
Now, that's more like it. How much do you want for it?
$2,000.
$2,000. $2,000? Well, I...
$1,800.
I don't know. I see that.
$1,500.
Well, I'm afraid that's just...
Well, how much money have you got, partner?
Well, all I got with me is just $950. But now in a week or so, I'll...
Is that all in cash?
Yeah, every cent of it.
Brother, you've just bought yourself a diamond. Get out your money. It's a deal.
Well, that's good enough for me. Ain't that good news, Abner?
Well, I don't know now.
All I want to know is where you live and where the stone's going to be.
Well, I live in Pine Ridge out here about 30 miles, and the diamond will be on the third finger of the left hand of Miss Emmeline Platt. She's a school teacher out there. And my future finance.
Mm-hmm. Fair enough. Well, there's your rock. Don't bother to count the money. I trust you.
All right, here you are.
Thank you, and good luck to your partner. You're going to need it.
Yeah, well, much obliged to you, too. Hey, Granny Zebner, just look at that thing.
Yeah, Long, do you think you done right in buying that from a stranger that way?
I don't care who I buy it from, just so as I get it. That's all I care about. And I know I got a bargain, dude. Just look at the size of that thing. Look how it sparkles.
More like that, just a hunk of glass.
Glass don't sparkle that way.
Well, he could have put some furniture polish on it and shined it up or
now
something.
Stop saying things like that.
Well, he even called it a rock himself.
And he did, didn't he?
Why, sure, you better catch that feller now and get your money back, Long.
He's plumb out of sight by now, and I don't know where to look for him.
Oh, my goodness.
This might be a good diamond, though. I know. Let's go back to that jewelry store.
Huh?
Let that feller look at it. He'll know.
Back again, huh? Didn't find anything big enough to suit you?
Oh, yeah, I got one big enough, but I just wanted you to look at it and see what you think of it. There it is.
All right, be glad to. Good grief. Is this it?
Yeah.
Well, this can't possibly...
I've never in my life. Wait, let me examine this better.
Yeah, that's what we come in here for.
I've been in the jewelry business here for years, but...
What's he doing, Mom? What's that little black gadget he's looking through there?
Imagine a fine glass, I think. Zagorich.
I'm going to tell him that's a telephone mouthpiece. He's got it in the wrong place. Dog, as if his eyes is that poor, he can't see a diamond that big. We better get somewhere else, Mom.
Where in the world did you get this?
I bought it from that fellow that was in your store a while ago.
Not that short fellow with a black hat?
Yeah, that's the one.
Oh, me. He tried to sell this to me, and I wouldn't even look at it.
Yeah, that's what Lom Orta did, too.
I reckon so. I'm a numbskull. I can see that.
Numbskull? I'm the numbskull. Don't you realize you've got a fortune here?
A fortune?
This is the most perfect blue-white diamond I've ever seen. I can't tell exactly, but it must weigh at least 20 carats. This can't be. Unless
what?
Well, if it's what I think it is, you'll find out in due time.